How are you today, folks? This is Dr. Webb, and another 15-minute chat that I had the opportunity of presenting on our Happy Little Radio broadcast. Today I want to talk about questionable things. The verse tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 22 that we're to pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. You know, my friend, God does not leave us in darkness to decide what is right and wrong for the Christian. There are many opinions expressed and ideas propagated, but the whole thing is to please God and what we do. It's not a matter of what we believe or what God says in His holy, but what God says in His Word. This is the Bible answer to everything you question, that's right or wrong. In the next few minutes, let me ask what all believers should ask about their actions. First, am I willing to do right? In John 7:17, it says, if any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. The promise of God is very clear, and you will always find the right answer if you're willing to do right. A backslidden believer can always find reasons to reject Bible direction. Secondly, what does the Bible teach? Here in 2 Peter, it's in chapter 1, verse 20, knowing this verse, that no prophecy of Scripture is for any private interpretation, reminds us that although there are many opinions expressed, that lots of these opinions are dead wrong because they're not based on the Bible. Knowing what the Bible teaches and being willing to obey God's word will give you the answer you need. Follow God's pattern as He laid it down for you. Third, have you prayed about it? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. Whether an action or whenever an action raises a question, it is time to plug in your prayer line. God will then answer, give you the peace, or God will question that thing that you do. And it will all take place because you've been wise enough to ask God. Fourth, will it grieve the Holy Spirit? We're told, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. We cannot think a thought. He does not see, nor speak a word. He does not hear. We must not force Him to the back of our lives to do our own thing. At the judgment, all believers will face their treatment of the Holy Spirit, who wants us to realize He's there to guide us every day in right and away from wrong. And then fifth, you might ask yourself, does it please God? Whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. 1 John 3:22. Question yourself. If I go there, will it please Him? If I do or say that, will He be pleased? Does my apparel please Him? Does my music? Does my TV watching please the Master? My fellowship with others or the use of time, does that please Him? Does it bring joy to His heart? If I love Him, I must prove it by trying to please Him. If He would not do that, neither should you. Can you do it in His name? Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. That's Colossians 3:17. Whatsoever is a very inclusive word. At your job or in your home, what you do should bring credit to your profession of Christ. If you preach or teach or serve the Lord in your church, it should be done faithfully in His name. Even our mouth should be able to testify with words of praise to His name. And then seventh, ask yourself, can I offer thanks for this thing I'm going to do? We can consider Colossians 3:17 again and see that whatever we do, we should give thanks to God. Obedience to God is a beautiful way of saying thanks to God. You can thank God for a home to protect and nature. You have a job, and you can thank God for that job and be thankful about every opportunity. Don't waste time on things you cannot say thanks to, but spend your time on the things that you can thank God for His mercy. Every day we ought to thank God by not taking a life and wasting it. He gave us for granted, and us wasting its opportunities, that's wrong. It has been well said, only one light will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. You might try test number 8 on this idea of what's doing what's right. Will my doing it glorify God? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Living the Christian life is a constant challenge. A student can glorify God with good grades, while a good worker can please others with their quality work. If your habit or decision to do something casts a shadow on your testimony, then it should not be done. I've said many times, we are only the Bible that sinners read. Then you might ask yourself, will it hurt my body? What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? You're not your own, you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. That's a tremendous verse of instruction in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Never underestimate the value of your body, nor be careless with how you use it. Allow nothing you do to sicken it or bring disease upon it. You know what I mean, smoking, drinking, drugs, immorality, and whatever will keep you from serving God fully. Your body is a tool that God uses to do his work. Don't allow worldly things to dull the shining image of your testimony. If you limit your body to keep the evil things away that pollute it, then you can limit your service to the value of God. Number 10, am I fully persuaded it is right? Boy, this is a good one. One man esteemeth one day above another, and another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. The Bible says, happy is he that contemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. Romans 14:5-22. Know how, my friend, to use a measuring rod of God's word. Look up verses that instruct you in the right answers to your questions. It matters not what the crowd decides. The temptations of the world are pounding on your door every day. The thing that matters is not to be swayed by peer pressure or careless actions of others. The challenge is to stand tall and straight for the right. Know what is right in the eyes of God and make right decisions. It may be not always the widest accepted thing that you'll have to decide, nor the most popular. But be sure without a doubt, be sure that it is right. The more spiritual you become, the more you will be able to willingly do right. Many people will discourage you, but the Bible will shed its light on any problem. Well, here's another one, number 11. Man, I got a list of them today. Do the best believers agree it to be right? For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. Proverbs 24:6. We've all heard the phrase that there's strength in numbers. That is true in war or peace. If the numbers are right and they live right together in victory, then great victory can be achieved. Your dear pastor will be happy to help you answer the questions in your life. Older believers who have a problem life of victory can be asked for their wisdom. It is very right to have an older man or woman to be your mentor and advisor in the rights and wrongs you question. Develop a close friend who, as in the ministry, will help you to walk the right path. I still thrill to letters from those dear folks I guided 50 or more years ago, and I praise God for his power and the grace to lead others in the path of righteousness. Now let me drop in one more before my time scats away in the world's fastest 15 minutes. Is there any doubt? Hast thou faith? Hast it to thyself before God? Happy is he that condemneth not himself and the things which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of the faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Romans 14:22. Oh, friend, you need very desperately to know what the Word of God says, and stay away from all of those things that are doubtful. do them right because they're right and agreed to by God Himself. Every Christian needs to be fully persuaded as to what you're doing or going to do is right. God does not operate in questionable or endangering things. He wants the very best for you, the soldier of the cross. The enemy is very active in these days, and we must not be fooled. Be on your guard, alert to things that will hinder your life, and strengthen the witness. Never allow a questionable thing to dull your effectiveness and weaken your testimony for God. You know, time and time again, I've talked with teenagers in my travels throughout the world, often to foreign countries where I addressed thousands and thousands of teens that had no one that seemed to care for them or in any way be encouraged by their affection to them. And I had the greatest time just talking to them like I'm talking to you. I care for you. You see, I've been around for 67 years. I've traveled the world so much they now call me the original World Wide Web. And everywhere I go, I find this same problem. The world's trying to trip up people. The world's trying to destroy people. The world's trying to keep people from being what they ought to be. And the question often revolves around this fact, and I want to say it very clearly, probably twice. If in doubt, don't. Very, very clear. If in doubt, don't. It is very important that you stay away from things that are questionable. If there's any question about what you're planning on doing, as it will hurt or injure your testimony, then you better have sense enough to get away from it, to stay away from it. You better remember, you teens that are bugged by peer pressure, you better remember that that's not, I often say that I'm not talking about a boat bumping against the dock, but peer pressure is that constant nag, nag, nag of the crowd around you to conform you, shape you to the kind of life that they live. And it is so very important that those of us who belong to the Lord will not be drawn and shaped and moved and motivated by things that are wrong. Our whole life, day by day, has to be done on the basis of, is it right? Is it pure? Is it clean? Is it good? Will it help my testimony? If others see me, will they say, hey, that acts like a Christian? Oh, it's so important that we do not dabble with the things that the Bible clearly calls wrong. But today on the broadcast, I dealt with that which is questionable. And remember, if you have a question about what you're going to do is right, or if you wonder what the Bible teaches but you don't know, or you haven't really prayed about it, but you'll probably go ahead and do it because others do, or you will agree with the Spirit, some of you haven't even really stopped to think about that. Does it please God? Can you do it in His name? Can you offer thanks for it? You see, these are all helpful things that so clearly point out there is a way for you to live. Will it hurt my body? Anything you're planning to do is going to hurt your body. Put the drug down. Put the alcohol down. Put the sin down. Smack the hand that's reaching for you in an immoral gesture. Make up your mind, I'm not going to hurt my body. I'm going to be willing and persuaded to do that which is right. And then when you consider all these things that are capable of hurting you, then make up your mind, if there's any doubt, that's good enough for me. I will not involve my life as a teen or an adult in anything that has a question, because questionable stuff is usually stuff that Satan uses to destroy the lives of people. Oh, our Father, I pray today you'll take the word and make it impressed upon all of us, and may we walk with thee, we pray, in Jesus' name.